Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce. What do you get when you mix Nora Ephron's trademark wit and 80 local women? Well, a lot of laughs, some poignant insight, and a fun-filled fundraiser for Salt Lake Acting Company. Today on the program, we're talking about Salt Lake Acting Company's production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's a series of staged readings written by the sisters Nora and Dahlia Ephron and featuring some of Utah's most distinguished women notorious women. I'm not sure which one of those, and I only say that because I'm part of it. Joining me in studio is Cynthia Fleming and Kevin Myrie. They are executive producers at Salt Lake Acting Company. Welcome back, Cynthia, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good to see you this morning.
And also with us, Donna Weinholz. She is an activist, a whirling dervish, self-proclaimed, and she's also part of the production. Donna, welcome to you.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Salt Lake Acting Company presents these staged readings of Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's opening tonight, right?
Yes.
September 13th.
And I'm on tonight. It's
Woo!
My night.
It's your debut. It's running through September 30th, Wednesdays through Sundays at Salt Lake Acting Company. That's 168 West, 500 North in Salt Lake City. You can call them at 801-363-SLACK, or you can visit saltlakeactingcompany.org for more information and for tickets. And if you would like to join our conversation, if you've got questions or comments about the production, you can email us at cityviews@kcpw.org. Kevin Myrie, I'll start with you. We marked the passing of Nora Ephron, who raised the bar for all romantic comedies in this country. She wrote this piece with her sister. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the collaboration.
Well, it was from a book that is part pictures and part just like little essays that Ilya had written about her journey through her life of clothes. And so Nora and Dahlia, what they have done is just expanded it beyond the book. They include various ones from the book, but then they have various other women's monologues that they've included, like Rosie O'Donnell's one of them as well. And so they've incorporated it into just a fun evening for girls' night out at the theater.
That sounds great. Cynthia Fleming, the script weaves these stories of, is it five or six women?
Five.
Five women, their observations on purses and on divorce and the fashion sense of Madonna. Give us just the basic gist of the play.
Well, what for me, after I read the play, I never realized that we do make these stories every time we look in our closet. We see a piece of clothing and go, oh, and you want to wear, oh, no, I can't wear that because I, you know, I had a terrible time at that party, or I want, oh, I wish I could fit into that. And then one thing I love about Nora Ephron is how she articulates women and says the unspoken, like why we do things, why we feel things, how everything came about. And it has really shaped my life, and I'm in my 50s now. I just kind of, it's like, it's almost coming full circle. But these dresses, as she says in this play, tell a story, and it ends up being a story of this, of Gingy's life in the play.
Mm. Donna, you, who's your character?
I'm Gingy's mother.
Gingy's mother, that's a great character.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite moment in the reading?
I think probably my favorite moment comes when the discussion about the blue robe takes place, because I've had to read it several times so that I won't cry on stage. Everyone who knows me knows that I always say, well, I cry at grocery store openings, so you can absolutely imagine what happens when I have to say something like, you know, the only thing I remember about my mother is a blue robe. And it's pretty intense.
I mean, Nora Ephron is certainly known for her comedic timing, her acerbic wit. And so there are many funny moments in this play, but there are also are some poignant ones, some serious ones.
Yes.
Cynthia Fleming.
Yeah, I had the exact same thing when there's a couple moments. Well, when at the end of the play, when Gingy says, after she gives a book of all these the dresses to her children, she says, I want them to know I was more than their mother. I was a girl. I just like, you know, so I've had to keep reading it because I don't want to do that.
It's so true. Yeah.
We're speaking with Cynthia Fleming and Kevin Myrie, executive producers of Salt Lake Acting Company. Also with us, Donna Weinholz. And we're talking about some staged readings that will open tonight, September 13th, at Salt Lake Acting Company. The production is titled Love, Loss, and What I Wore. It's running through September 30th at Slack. You can go to saltlakeactingcompany.org for tickets and for more information. Kevin, this is a fundraiser for Slack. And this time you're doing something pretty interesting, pretty fun. You invited 80 women locally to participate in the readings. Since you invited me to be part of that, you recruited a lot of people who don't know anything about acting.
No, and the idea was after read this play a couple years ago and thought that it would be a good just play to do at Salt Lake Acting Company for our audience. And then Cynthia and I were at this dinner last fall of just randomly, actually, of artists and scientists. And it was just so great to cross paths with people outside your normal day of life. And so then when started to approach this, well, wouldn't it just be great to have as many women cross-section that we can get together and have them in the same room together?
And so when you extended this, you know, cast the net out and extended invitations, how do people react to you?
Most of them was, well, I'm not an actress.
There you go.
You know, that was usually the first thing out. Some of them said the first thing was, I've always wanted to be an actress and would love to do it. But most people, it to get up on stage in front of 100 people is a terrifying experience no matter how many times you do it. And that's what all these women have reacted to, was getting over that fear and putting themselves in front of an audience.
Oh, not unless you were born to the stage, darling.
There Sorry. You go, Donna. I don't know. I mean, I have butterflies, and I am having a lot of angst over what I'm going to wear on stage. So
yes.
If you want to come and see me, you can find out. I'm going to be in the Friday, September 28th production. Donna will be in the Friday, September 21st production. Yes. And should we give people a taste of what this sounds like? Ladies?
Sure.
Sounds like fun.
I first want to say Kevin and I are just thrilled with these women. They all volunteered their time for Salt Lake Acting Company. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, Salt Lake Acting Company has a prominent place in this community. So I hope you don't regret your decision to invite me.
No, not at all.
Let's
Jennifer.
Give listeners a sense of the pacing and some of the comedic moments. Cynthia, set this one up for us.
Well, there's a lot of different stories in this play that you'll hear. And then all of a sudden, there's about three or four clothesline that it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's just sayings, quotes. And this one is called Clothesline, What My Mother Said.
All right. This is from Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Don't wear stripes and prints together.
Loafers ruin your feet.
Stop tugging at your crotch, Samantha.
If you wear a girdle, you will destroy your stomach muscles.
Always wear clean underpants in case you die in a car accident.
You never wear that dress. Do you know how much I paid for it?
Never buy a red coat.
I saw your friend Stephanie at the mall. Is she wearing the blouse I bought you?
Go right back upstairs and take that off.
Nice Jewish girls don't get their ears pierced.
You'd be so pretty if you...
Lost weight.
Gained weight.
Didn't make faces.
Fixed your nose.
Cut your hair.
Combed your hair.
Washed your hair.
Kept your hair out of your eyes.
Stood up straight.
Ate fruit.
Put on a little lipstick.
Took off all that makeup.
Ah, honey, you look so beautiful.
Just looking at you, I'm going to cry.
My little baby is all grown up.
You're so pretty.
Do you know how pretty you are?
You're pretty enough for normal purposes.
Is that what you're wearing?
Are you wearing that deliberately to annoy me?
Never wear white before Memorial Day.
Never wear white after Labor Day.
Never wear white.
You're much too young to wear black.
Never wear black pants with a white shirt, or you'll look like the caterer's help.
Never wear velvet before Rosh Hashanah.
What did you do to your hair?
Is that a tattoo?
If you wear that, you're going to be sent home for breaking the dress code.
Take that off. You look like a slut.
You look like a prostitute.
You look like a gypsy.
You look like a bag lady.
You look like a waitress in a Hungarian restaurant.
I don't understand. You could look so good if you tried.
I don't know why I buy you things.
A tiara? You want a tiara? Where are you planning to wear a tiara?
Your bra strap is showing. What do you mean it's supposed to show? That's just a taste of love, loss, and what I wore. Thank you, ladies, very much for that. It's going to be a fun night.
Too fun.
Kevin, this is a fundraiser. How much are you hoping to raise?
We're hoping to raise $25,000, and we're well on the way to that. So we thank the community for their support of buying tickets to this event. Also, in the program at the theater, we've asked the women to describe who they are in one line and then what their favorite article of clothing and why.
So what kind of answers?
So I mean, yours, Jennifer, I mean, chocolate brown boots, and they're stylish, versatile, and reflect the independence of American West, and they hide my hip. My ankles.
There you go.
But I mean, it's such a revealing thing of what people chose. Cynthia, go ahead.
Well, I chose when I was 3 years old, my grandma Fidel had a beautiful white sweater with flowers on it, and my grandmother Hinnand would knit, so she made me one. And I lived a block away from my grandmother Hinnand, and I lived 2 miles away from my grandma Fidel. And so she made me this sweater, and I just felt so beautiful, just like my other grandma. And I told my mom, see, in those days, you could get out of the house when you're two, you know. I said, I'm going to go to grandma and show her my sweater. And I walked 2 miles by myself at three to show her the sweater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Donna, what's your story?
What's my story? How long have you got?
Favorite item of clothing.
Oh, yes. Back to that. Shoes, and more shoes. I mean, Eva Longoria once said, you know, I am a Latina. I can do aerobics in high heels. And I'm like, you go, girl, because I feel the same way. And believe me, at my age, in my 50s, my feet are definitely showing the signs of those shoes where your foot and your toe go straight down and your heel goes straight up and you walk like a duck, but you got on the best shoes on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now she wears these,
provided by Liberty Mutual.
So she now wears these high heels. They're like, are they wedges or something?
They're platforms.
Platforms. Yeah. So now her foot is flat, but it's like 10 inches above the ground.
Yeah. My husband always says I misrepresented myself when he met me because he thought I was 5'10". And I'm like, well, it's too late now.
Donna Weinholtz and Kevin Myrie, Cynthia Fleming, all involved in the upcoming production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore from the Salt Lake Acting Company. Thank you all very much. Break a leg out there.
Thank you.
You too. Break a leg.
Yes,
and Donna.
And good luck with all your on-air fundraising going
on. Oh, thanks. We need it.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. Yes. Salt Lake Acting Company opens tonight with Love, Loss, and What I Wore. That's happening September 13th through September 30th, Wednesdays through Sundays at Salt Lake Acting Company, 168 West, 500 North in Salt Lake City. You can visit saltlakeactingcompany.org for tickets and for more information. Again, Donna will be featured in the September 21st performance. I'll be there on the 28th. Thanks, guys, very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. He'll be joined by the Republican in the race for Salt Lake County Mayor, Mark Crockett. So join us for that. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.